Thank you for being with us today here at the CGM at Prayer Line. Get your Bibles out, if you will, and turn to Isaiah 32, verse 17, as we talk about peace and assurance today, as we consider the fourth aspect of the blood of Jesus again, and that is that through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Isaiah 32, verse 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Three products of righteousness are given in that verse: peace, quietness, and assurance. They all come from the realization that we have been made righteous with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Another result is described in Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The other day we discussed righteousness that brings about boldness. Today we add that dimension of peace that we need, quietness, assurance, and joy. All these things are products of righteousness. They come from it. And so without the understanding and recognition of Christ's righteousness within us and taking hold of it, we will never find ourselves in that place of producing those aspects of righteousness that God wants us to see, and that is peace, quietness, assurance, and joy. Instead, we'll become frustrated. We'll become frustrated trying to work it out in our own way and measure, through our own righteousness, rather than His abiding strength that we have through Him and in Him. Too many Christians today are trying to walk out in their own abilities, progress in their own abilities, proceed in their own plans, and not take into account the work and the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit that has been given unto us has led us unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And when He is writing out the diary of our life and putting in place those things that He knows are good for us, we're blessed and we walk in peace and assurance. But when we do not abide in Him and we don't enter into the rest, we find ourselves trying to produce something that is not there. We might think we know what peace is. We might think we know what righteousness is. We might think we know what assurance is. But we're not abiding in it, and we don't see the reflection of what that godly aspect is of the product He wants to prescribe and see come forth in our lives. Because we're trying to work out something that is of the natural man rather than of the spiritual man. We need to abide in Him. We need to allow the outflow of God's presence and the character of Christ to be that which comes naturally from the Holy Spirit. You know, too many of you are trying to work it out, build it up, play the game, be like an actor, knowing the script. But you're going to become frustrated, and your actions are only going to frustrate you and those around about you who recognize, even if you think you're fooling them, that Christ is not showing forth His nature, but you're trying to make it. You're trying to work it. You're trying to produce it. Not in Him, but of your own mechanisms. It has become easy for us in the church to have a lot of programs and things, a lot of self-help books and everything else to help us to produce something in and of ourselves that is godly. But sometimes we've messed up so badly by not reminding ourselves of the source, and that Jesus Christ is the source, and that we need to draw out of the wells of salvation that which God has for us to drink. And if we'll walk and abide in His anointing, the natural outflow of these products of righteousness will begin to take fruit in our lives, and we will bear witness of them. And that we can then abide in the peace of God, be at rest and quiet in God, have assurance and confidence, and know the joy of the Lord that is our strength. You need to give God the opportunity to work out some things. You need to give God the opportunity to touch your life. You need to give God the glory today and allow Him to work out naturally through His Spirit that which he wants to do in you. Too many people are trying to produce things out of their own righteousness and have forgotten that it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, that makes up all the difference in the world. We're not recognizing and respecting the assurance of sin's forgiveness that's taken place at the cross. And we need to take hold of it, that out of our lives we produce the righteousness of God, and that the byproducts or products of will take place in our natural lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, touch each and every one to rest from their doings, to rest from their trying to conjure up, to rest from their trying to make things work, and taking time out to be at peace with God and to rest in the Lord, and to see that peace that passes all understanding give them what they have need of today. And that is the produce of the true righteousness of God that takes place and begins to show forth His glory in the earth through us. Help us, O Lord, to walk in the natural outflow of You working Your work in us, both to will and to do of Your good pleasure. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that the Word of God was a blessing to you today and that you were encouraged by it and will take hold of it and let it become part of you in a very special way today. If you need to reach us here at the ministry, please call us at Covenant of Grace at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We also have a wonderful ministry website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. God bless you, and thank you for being with us today here in the prayer line.